And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 8th of December. December 8th is National Lard Day, a day to encourage people to consume lard. Lard is a semi-solid white fat product obtained by rendering the fatty tissue of a pig. But nutrition research suggests that we should eat less animal fat. 13 of the top 15 sources of cholesterol-raising fat in the U.S. diet comes from animal fat intake. Diets rich in whole plant foods and low in animal fat consumption provide protection against many serious health conditions. Rising diabetes rates in Asia may coincide with increased consumption of animal fat and animal protein. One study showed that shifting people from animal fats to plant fats improves insulin sensitivity. Another found that higher pre-pregnancy intakes of animal fat and cholesterol were associated with elevated gestational diabetes risk. Studies have found links between animal fat intake and cancer risk. Toxic pollutants accumulate in animal fats. These chemicals and other industrial carcinogens are passed along to the humans who consume the animal fats. High animal protein and fat consumption are a risk factor for both prostate enlargement and prostate cancer. Animal protein and fat intake are linked with endometrial cancer risk. Other studies conclude that the saturated fat in animal decreases the length of cancer survival. Eliminating saturated animal fat completely is an important step in reducing heart attack risk. Saturated animal fat intake causes a spike in inflammation after consumption, which increases the risk of heart disease as well as other chronic diseases. A high-fat meal from animal sources adversely affects our arteries, while a high-fat meal from plant sources does not. Saturated animal fat intake causes our blood vessels to become stiff and inflamed within hours. Reducing animal fat intake helps lower LDL cholesterol and lower blood pressure. Animal fat is implicated in a number of other diseases and conditions: Alzheimer's, Crohn's, dementia, erectile dysfunction, kidney failure, multiple sclerosis, premature aging, reduced male fertility. So today and every day, let's let the pigs keep their own fat and live vegan. Today is the birthday of Megan DeHamel, born on this day in 1985. The highly decorated world-class Canadian ice skater, Megan DeHamel, is a two-time world champion, an Olympic gold, silver, and bronze medalist, a two-time four continents champion, and a seven-time Canadian national champion. Working with partner Eric Radford, she achieved fame when she and Eric were the first pair to perform a side-by-side triple Lutz in competition. All this athletic success was achieved on her vegan diet. She has been vegan since 2008. It all started in an airport bookstore when a best-selling, catchy-titled book about veganism caught her eye, Skinny Bitch, a no-nonsense, tough love guide for savvy girls who want to stop eating crap and start looking fabulous. The book suggests a gradual transition to veganism, but the morning after she read the book, Megan removed all non-vegan foods from her kitchen. I never planned on staying vegan forever. It was just a little challenge I gave myself. But I started to feel so good, I couldn't imagine ever going back to eating animals. So many people tell me they could never be vegan. I just wish people would understand and realize that it's really not that difficult. I think it is in everybody's grasp to be able to make a decision like switching to a vegan lifestyle. One of my proudest accomplishments has been going vegan. Megan adopted a dog rescued from the Korean meat industry, and she spoke out against plans to include animal fur on the uniforms of Canadian athletes at the Winter Olympics. Megan said the positive changes of the vegan diet happened straight away. I started to have better energy, and I was sleeping better, she recalled. Her skin and concentration levels improved too. She found it was far easier to focus on the ice. But aside from these physical benefits, the athlete also noticed some psychological changes. I was becoming more patient and compassionate and more understanding and calm. Being a vegan is life-changing, not only for oneself, but for the people around you. You'll lead a more positive, patient, and gracious life. And here's a meditation by Madeline L'Engle from Glimpses of Grace. This is no time for a child to be born, with the earth betrayed by war and hate, and a comet slashing the sky to warn that time runs out and the sun burns late. That was no time for a child to be born in a land in the crushing grip of Rome. Honor and truth were trampled by scorn, yet here did the Savior make his home. When is the time for love to be born? The inn is full on the planet Earth, and by a comet the sky is torn, yet love still takes the risk of birth. From Madeline L'Engle's Glimpses of Grace, this has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder that we can always take the risk of love.